Looking for love, dating, upgrading your life is almost like searching for your keys. It's always in the last place that you left it. And that's why you need a girly like me to help you find it. Level Up with Joshia, the podcast. Hey, girlies. Welcome back to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast. I am doing much better. I am back in health. My nose may still be a bit runny, but guess what? I am still here and ready to give y'all this season of Level Up with Joshia, the podcast, consistently, okay? I know that you have missed me and I have missed you. If you haven't taken a look at the website, I am dropping a new guide on Valentine's Day girlies for you all that are interested in just getting your life together. And I am so excited about this guide because this guide is basically what I did to win at life. All 2024, we're not taking no more L's from these men. We're not taking no more L's in business. We're not taking no more L's when it comes to our money, into our fitness, into our health. Girlies, we're going to be going full force into our 2024 with just wins. And guess what? I remember a few years ago, or not even a few years ago, probably a year ago, I heard about this book called How to Win at the Game of Life. And I heard it from another YouTuber, and I went and I inquired and I started, like, I didn't get to fully read through it, but I got the general gist of what the author was saying. And I think as women right now in 2024, we have to put ourselves in a winning mindset, not just when it comes to our businesses, but we need to put ourselves in that winning mindset when it comes to relationships, that we're no longer listening to the beliefs that, you know what, I'm going to settle. This year, I'm not settling for everything, for anything. All right. I'm not settling at anything in my life right now, because for a long time, I kept telling myself, this is not a real career. Joe, this isn't a real thing that you can actually live on. And I am putting the pedal to the metal and I am testing my God to do abundantly above whatever I ask for. And I expect him to just blow my mind with things that I did not expect to do. So this is why I'm putting in more effort and I'm being very consistent and I'm giving you new products throughout the year in order for you to be able to level up your life and win with me too. So if you check out the website, you're going to notice how to win at life. You're going to see I did the cover reveal. And I'm so happy with these new covers that I'm doing, girlies, because these are more creative now. And it's more girly, it's more colorful, it's more me. And I'm now getting into that personality of what it is that I want to be. Now, I want to get into today's episode because I'm going to give you three mistakes that we make as women when we are thinking in this particular mindset. Now, many women, they do not go into their first relationship with an anxious attachment style. We get into anxious attachment styles when we end up with cheaters and liars and community dip. That's when we end up with these type of men. We end up in that, when we end up with those type of men, we end up developing that attachment style. And I think because we continuously think in that mindset of that attachment style, we will tend to then draw people to us that are no different from the previous person that would have placed us in that same mindset. So I'm going to give you three mistakes and three lessons I need y'all to learn, girlies, in 2024 as we step into our era where we are learning to be the best of what we are and learning to leave those things behind that no longer serves us and learning to stand on business and learning to tell ourselves that we're going to get the best. Because even me, I'm doing this. Like at this point, I want you to have this mindset, girlies. You are single until you are married. That is my mindset. So even if I am in a relationship, and guess what? I feel as if that this is not going anywhere, I am single until I am married. And that is just going to be it. So if another opportunity comes along, then you know what? I'm going to take the opportunity. Okay, so let's get into what is an anxious attachment style. So many women, including myself, went through this phase where I would feel that I would have to be close to my partner because I was afraid of abandonment. I had major trust issues and I also had self-esteem issues that I am still currently working on as well. Because I have been with men that have literally teared me down, like literally told me some of the most horrible things whatsoever. I've even had past friends that were supposed to be my friend that would speak things over my life. I remember I had this friend that she told me, like, when we weren't friends anymore and I didn't even argue with her or anything, we just grew into two separate directions. She literally said, "Ain't no man can never wife you." And guess what? Little did I know I was carrying that these things with me, and I had to like go on a whole spiritual journey, and I had to basically step away. I had to step away from that mindset of lack, that I would not find somebody that is for me, and I have to trust God that He is going to do that, even when I follow the principles that He had for me. So, girlies, if you have been with a man and you notice that you have developed these type of habits, you have an anxious attachment style. An anxious attached woman never win in dating. They will really get taken advantage of. And I noticed that when I developed this style, I got taken advantage of. Because my partner would then know that, hey, she is really banking on this relationship to work out when it ain't even supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be that if you mess up, you know I'm going to walk away from you. So you're not going to do anything to me to piss me the hell off. And that's what has to happen. So these are going to be three lessons that I have actually learned whilst going through my healing, whilst going through getting to know myself. And now I'm giving it to you, girlies. Let me tell you the first mistake that we make after we have adopted this mindset. We start to think dating is the actual relationship. And this is something that I learned later down the line. I didn't learn this right away. I didn't understand what was dating. And I think I'm going to do an episode on the stages of dating. A lot of women with anxious attachment styles, the minute that we start talking to somebody, we think that we're in a relationship with them. And it doesn't have to be a verbal agreement. You know, we think we're in a relationship with them based on the environment, the actions, and just based on being involved with this person or talking to them. And I think this is what gives us a disadvantage at dating. Because we start to think like, damn, like you ever like feeling like a man and then you all of a sudden starting to get jealous. You starting to feel obligated to somebody that has not sat you down and say, hey, we're in a relationship together, right? Women who have anxious attachment styles, if you keep thinking that dating is a relationship, you will get yourself used. You will get your vagina used. You'll get your mouth used. You'll get everything on you used. I'm telling you, if you continue to think like that, because those men, what will use you will allow your delusion to thrive in order for him to get what he wants from you. They're not going to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you this, because we are walking in a season that we're going to be enlightened and we're going to be aware of what is going on around us. And one of the major things that I've also learned after graduating from this attachment style is that anything that I would have involved myself in that did not work out, it never followed the natural order of how to enter into a relationship. Now that I think about it, any relationship that did not work out for me, I didn't enter it the right way. Either I rushed it, either I was love bombed into it, either I was intimate too early, either I was living off of promises that didn't make any sense. It was because I rushed into it prematurely. Any relationship that has not worked out. My most toxic relationships, I can absolutely think about it. There was absolutely no right way. I did not go about it the right way. And that's the accountability that I think every woman on this platform need to start taking. We need to start taking accountability that when we entered into these relationships with these dusty men, we did not do it the right way. They didn't bamboozle us. We bamboozled ourselves. Okay? So the second thing I want you to learn as you go into dating, girlies, if you are a woman that is suffering from being attached to men that are not your man, is that you have to understand that you cannot attach to the first person that you like. It does not matter. This is where emotional intelligence come in. You can't attach to a man just because you like him. And I know you're saying like, what? How do you do that? Listen to me. You could literally like somebody, but you don't have to get attached to them. And we know when we get attached to these men, when we start having sex with them, or when we start to feel obligated to them, that's when you start to get attached. And there are two ways women get attached to men. Well, three. We get attached to men through sex. We get attached to men when we invest money into them. And we get attached to them when we spend a lot of time with them. And we use these three things and we paint a picture to ourselves that this is somebody that is going to be with me for the rest of my life. Stop getting attached to men the first time that you meet them. Stop getting attached to men. And I know this may sound harsh and you might be like, oh, Joe, how you expect us to do that? It is a work in progress and it is practice. It is practice. You cannot get attached to every person that you like. Some people you just can like and they're not going to be compatible enough for you. And I remembered I went through a phase in my life. And to me, I feel like when you get attached to the first person that you meet, I think this is a red flag of underdevelopment and emotional maturity. I think you are emotionally underdeveloped. Because it's given high school, it's given junior school, I write on the letter, do you like me, yes or no? And I said yes. And now we go. That's what happens when you decide to like the first person that you decided to meet. Okay? That's what happened. And we don't even notice that we're doing it. And this is why it's so important to take an audit of your life. You have to take an audit of the relationships that you're putting yourself in. Because I don't think I've ever had any woman in my life teach me how to date. I haven't had any woman in my life to teach me the red flags in men. I didn't have that. And this is why I come on this platform and I speak to you in this way and I give you this information because I didn't have anybody to do it for me. Okay? And anytime you start to get attached to the first person that you like, what is going to happen is that you're gonna go into a sea of desires and expectations from somebody that is gonna ultimately disappoint you. This is why you have to understand the stages of dating. You have to understand that, guess what? This guy, I may like him, but it does not necessarily mean that he is the one that I spend the rest of my life with. You know how much nice men I meet, but I know within myself we are not compatible in that sense, but it does not take away from them that, you know, they're not a nice person. So for me, I am learning now that just because somebody shows interest in me does not mean I have to fully invest all of my interest in them. And it comes with emotional maturity. The third thing that every woman needs to learn after you have graduated from emotional anxious attachment. This is for you because I'm going to be honest with you. Until you understand this, you can get hurt every single time. Until you stop putting all your eggs in one basket for a man, you're going to get hurt every time. Before, if you don't stop allowing the man to be the one that controls your emotions, you're going to get hurt every time. Because men do not play checkers with us, they play chess. Men do not play checkers with us, they play poker. And they have poker faces and they know the game. This is why they charge you to the game and this is why they know how to cut losses early. This is why you don't see a lot of men in delusion. And even if they're hurt, they don't stay in hurt delusion for a long time. And as a woman, if you do not learn to control your anxious attachments or seek help, which I recommend, which is betterhelp.com, because I'm even getting back into therapy again because I want to be able to pack up all of my junk and trauma and don't allow it to affect me anymore moving forward. Because 2024 is the year that we do the work. We get the work done. 2024 is the year that you have to become uncomfortable. 2024 is going to be the year that you're going to have to get your house in order. This isn't about living your best life this year. I think this year is just for a lot of people to prepare in order to get their lives in order because we are now going to be, it's going to be us as the new adults. If you have not understand that, we are the new adults. And I don't think a lot of us have even caught on as women. We can't even teach our younger girls nothing because we don't know nothing ourselves. Okay? And then the third thing that a lot of women with anxious attachment styles do is that they do not see the person for who they are. I am guilty of that. You know how much times I've seen red flags parade in front of my face. I mean, just masquerade right in front of my face. And I would tell myself, you know what? It isn't as bad as it seems. You better believe, man, when man show you who they are the first time. You have to train yourself. And I know this is hard. I know this is a lot of work. I know. Listen to me. If ain't nobody understand the work to get done in trying to figure out exactly what you need to do as a woman to have a successful life overall, I understand it. Which is why I created the ebook, How to Win at Life. I understand it. I understand how hard it is as a woman to put yourself first and put other people last. I understand as a woman how hard it is to put pieces of yourself back together again when the only thing that you wanted was the exact thing that you did not need. I have been there. I have done that. And I'm still going through certain things that I'm learning. I'm unlearning certain habits. I'm still unlearning the things about myself that is not going to help me to win at life. Okay, and that is a mistake that I picked up after having anxious attachment styles, whereas I would not see somebody for who they are. I was over forgiving. And even though that over forgiving isn't a thing, but I was forgiven, but I was unwise. Okay, I was forgiven, but I was not wise. I didn't move with wisdom. I was humble as a dove, but I was not wise as a serpent. I was naive. I was just seeing somebody take from me that didn't add, and I would not see them as a leash, or I wouldn't see them as locusts. I wouldn't see them as a parasite. And as a woman, you have to put yourself in a winning predicament. And I think the only way you're able to see people for who they are is when you do not emotionally invest into people prematurely. When you have an anxious attachment style, it takes away that power that you have to analyze the person for who they are. That's what happens. And that's why you have to get yourself out of that. And I think therapy is what is needed. Like, therapy and God is what is needed. So in this season now, I'm in a season in my life that I'm taking a step back, literally from every extracurricular activity in my life. And I am just solely just focus on my fitness. I am solely focused on my mental health, which is why I'm going back to therapy. I am focused on getting my finances together, because there are different stages of finances, if y'all didn't know. There's different stages of finances. And I'm trying to master each of these stages where I want to be at a certain place in my life. So right now, I am not in the business of figuring out what the frig am I got going on. I don't have that mental capacity, because at 28, I'm trying to eat up everything that is for me. At 28, because I'm not 28 yet, I'm going to be 28 God spare life in 2025. But in 28, everything is a feast year for me. I'm going to call it my feast year, because I'm going to eat up everything. You understand? And I'm not eating up everything that's not for me. I'm eating up everything that is for me. I'm going to do the work this year, because at 30, I want to be free from the problems that I would have put myself in due to my ignorance in my 20s. Okay? And girlies, if you listen to me, I am going to challenge you. There are three things in your life. If you are a woman that you have developed trust issues after leaving a dusty man, there are three things I need you to understand in order to date properly. One, see that man for what he is the first time around. Two, do not get attached to every man that likes you. And last but not least, but which was also the first thing that we would have started out with, is that you need to understand the difference between dating and a relationship. No woman teach me this. There was no woman in my life that teach me this. I'm learning these things as I go. There is no man you should have to sacrifice your mental capacity for. No man in this world is worth that. No man in this world is worth you sacrificing your mental capacity for. No man in this world is worth you sacrificing trying to put the pieces together again. No man in this world is worth you building up, because the only person that can build a man up is the creator above. No man in this world is worth your mental health. No man in this world is worth just doing what he want do to your womb. No man is worth using you, because the work that has to be done after these men done do the damage, it is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And I'm telling you this before you get yourself involved in things that don't serve you.
There wasn't nobody to teach me this, and this is why I'm so passionate and I'm teaching you this. You better get it together this year, because we ain't got no time to waste. We got businesses to open. We got children to raise. We got a new generation of women that needs to come up that's not going to live in ignorance. We have financial freedom that we're going to chase after, and we're going after two parent households again. One family. This is our dream. This is what we're going to go after. Go after the whole man. Don't go after the incomplete man. But the only way that you're going to know the difference between a whole man and an incomplete man is when you become whole yourself. Girlies, the new ebook is dropping very soon. It's dropping on Valentine's Day. This is me giving you my blueprint for my life and how I got this far. A lot of people are going to give you information that's going to is not beneficial to you. A lot of persons are going to give you information without explaining it to you. And the How to Win at Life guide that I'm putting on the website is going to teach. It's teaching you everything in your life. It's going to teach you how to work towards your vision board. It is going to teach you how to get your finances in order. Is going to teach you how to believe in yourself again and break limiting beliefs, because I live a limited, believe it or not, I've lived a very limited belief life, because I felt like I could not be the best in my craft. And I'm starting to believe that I am the best, because I'm going to bring redemption to a lot of women. So I ask that all of you, if you're really serious about your life, because literally today I'm going to sit down before bed and I'm going to write out some things, because I feel like I carry some junk from 2023 into 2024. And I'm going to write up some things that I don't want to do anymore. I'm going to write up things that is not going to serve, the things that's not going to serve me anymore, which I'm going to leave behind. I am going to do that for myself. And that is what is in the journal. And if the journal is something that you want me to create into a physical book, because it's going to be a digital guide, I will do that for you. But girlies, this is the time that you need to get your life together. I'm trying to get my life together, because I'm trying to eat up everything when I turn 28. I'm trying to have these kind of problems that I have now. Okay, so thank you for coming to another Joe Talks, but then also another level of a Joshi in the podcast, girlies. I love you all. Continue to just be yourself. Continue to be better for yourself. And don't forget to check out the website to see all of the latest updates and subscribe to my email list. Don't forget to share this episode with another girlie that you feel would need it. Love you. Stay safe, stay prayed up, and I'll see you next week on the Level Up with Joshia podcast.